And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined by Raleigh County Commission Chair Marvin Rodriguez in studio here today. Good to have you back.
It's always good to be here.
We're glad you can make some time for us here. And we get you on a nice rotation here. We speak to every one of the commissioners once a month. Last time, there's been some things that have changed here since we last spoke. I understand you've filed for re-election here in 2020.
That is correct, for commissioner.
And I guess we want to talk about that first here, just kind of what your thinking was here. Why do you want to keep being a Raleigh County commissioner?
And take the abuse? no, it's there's some things that still need to be fixed, and it goes along with the legislature trying to pass new laws. We had to get that fixed before it hurts the county or any of the constituents. I like to serve. I've always been in a role of being out in the public, and I think it's important that somebody take it up. And to me, this seems to be what I can do best.
All right. Well, you've been, what, there since 2016? Is that correct?
Well, that's the election time, but I actually started right. January of 17.
So. Oh, okay. So this would be your second term if you're reelected.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are some of your most proud accomplishments that you've had since beginning on the commission?
Well, I think we've brought some civility to the commission. It's part of that, and I think it's good that we can all talk and have our differences and appreciate each other's on the vote and things. So that to me was very important when attending some of the commission meetings that I did before I was elected. And you get a lot more done. And the other would be to say that. I know I ran on the building commission that the way they had it set up, because the building commission as a whole is a good statute, but not the way they had it presented. They were going to let the commissioners do the decision makings, and it really needed to go to the people. So we got that stopped and got some of the sale of the buildings that we're going to go wholesale on to sell a lot of them to try to build a new courthouse. And that was, again, the people needed to be involved. And so they got that done. And there was, when I got on and what I heard as I was running, a lot of law enforcement problems. And finding it, it took 2 years or more to get it fixed, but we have better presence up north, and we do have a new director, which has made all the difference. So that was some of the goals that I did and what I deemed as promises kept, because I talked to the constituents before I was elected, and they had a lot of concerns.
Well, you serve on the Raleigh County Law Board here. I believe you're the chair this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a passion of yours. I know you want to be on the law board.
Yeah, because I feel that that's so important. You cannot do it in a 2-year term. You barely start to learn it in the second year, and then you're gone. And that doesn't do well for really understanding what the law board is, what the how it relates to law enforcement, and. So you don't learn that the first year or even part of the second year. So I decided I needed to be on it for a little longer.
What you've had some time to evaluate here the police department since the change of director. Mm-hmm. What's different now? Is there any efficiencies you're seeing that are happening now that maybe weren't happening as frequently previously?
Well, there seems to be a lot more continuity within the police department and better training. Seems to be the officers seem to really like their job now. And he's looking at the uniform changes and he's opening up committees to say, you know, tell me what you think. And instead of saying this is how you're going to do it, period. And so he does pretty well with that.
Yeah. It seems like there's been a real big push on community policing here.
It is.
And,
it is.
And part of that is taking the law board meetings on the road. And I know you'll be doing that next week. How important is that to have these meetings, you know, not always in the same spot, you know, taking them to Ogden or Leonardville?
Well, it gives the citizens a chance to come, and it shows that we're interested in that community, because the RCPD goes to every spot in the county, and it means, I think, something to them, because some of them can come in and have a chance to really get involved with them and see how it operates and ask questions. Dennis Butler, his director, has just been super in getting community people behind him, because he takes every question and brings an answer back.
Mm-hmm. He certainly does. I've had a great working relationship with Mr. Butler. Again, we're speaking with Marvin Rodriguez here, Riley County Commission Chair. That next law board meeting, by the way, it's a different day. Normally, you guys meet on the third Monday.
Right.
But that's President's Day, so mm-hmm. we have the meeting on Tuesday this month. Would that be the 18th?
18th, yes.
And that'll be in Ogden. That'll be at the community center?
Community
there?
Center, yes.
Okay. So, again, we encourage anyone with any questions who lives in the Ogden community, come out to those meetings. They are, it's a public open meeting.
Yeah. And it'll be at noon.
At noon. So, and those are always interesting, because, you know, you're getting an opportunity to hear the ins and outs of our police department, which is kind of unique in Kansas. We're the only, county-operated police department.
That's correct.
So, you know, I just find it fascinating. I love covering it and all the activities going on there. Now, it's not all roses all the time. There's challenges with our police department. And we'll get to that in a second. I believe we have a phone call. Let's get to them first. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Well, thank you for working the law board. They say that they have the 911 now, to where you can text them if you're hiding under the stairs with the people breaking in to rob you, rather than shooting them coming through the door. So the security people now are advertising that they want to send your 911 people a video of the burglary in progress. If we need to have that capability when we move the 911 out of the police department to a new location, so we can have more room and more parking. But I don't know if we can bring Riley County Police into the 2020, or if you can even do that. We, in another jurisdiction, we had an officer go into a robbery in progress in a restaurant with a clipboard, and they shot him through the clipboard, and then we had to buy all Kevlar clipboards, but we don't want to be reactive after something bad happens. We need to plan ahead to work with modern technology. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Well, thank you for calling. And yes, we're trying to get our stuff up to date. And as soon as we get our towers, and I know we do have some new equipment for our people that do take the calls. So we're going to get it worked out, and it's all I can tell you right now. Things are always go a little slow in government, but we'll get it done.
Yeah, I know the radio upgrade's been something that's been been a work in progress here for quite some time.
Right,
here.
Right, and we're about to get our last tower built.
Okay,
we started on the second to the last already. It's going up, but we haven't quite. We're laying the foundation for the tower out in Deep Creek area, and so once we have that up, we'll be ready to go. We hopefully will test them around April, start testing them, and should be done by the 1st of July. I'm hoping I'll get all the radios out there.
Well, you have an opportunity here to kind of evaluate maybe if there's been any improvements to response times once those are in place here.
Yes, I think it'll have less confusion. That was part of it. The training on the dispatchers there is a tough job, and looks like he's director's got a new way of doing it now, so we can train them and keep on giving on the job training for them to make them even better.
Yeah, and that's kind of what was going to lead into my next question here. The 911 center, that is a crucial opportunity here. They're kind of the backbone, really, of the police department.
They are.
And, you know, turnover's high in that kind of job. It's a high-stress job. And I've noticed here in the last few months, there's been a more of a push to recruit and retain people and at a decent salary there.
Yes, it is, because like I said, it's a cruel, you're listening to people trying to call for help or whatever, for the ambulance, the fire, the police, and they have to learn how to interpret a person being calling what they need, how to help them maybe get out of the house better on a fire, or where to go to hide if some intruder's coming into the house, or even how to report a good accident, and they have to be responsive to the caller and understand what they're trying to, what, because in an emergency people just talk. Mm-hmm. And they don't always give all the information. So the dispatcher's got to get out there and know how to get that out of them, and they're improving.
Yeah, yeah, and they're always calm. And I always have to give praise to mm-hmm. anyone who works in dispatch, because, I mean, that we thank our police officers and our firefighters and our EMTs, but I don't know if we do enough thanking of them.
That's correct, and we should.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation here with Marvin Rodriguez, Riley County Commission Chair. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.